KRBD is going to be picking up 1A starting in January. And Jen White, you're the host. Can you tell us a little bit about your background?
Oh, wow. Well, I am originally from Detroit, Michigan, and born and raised there, and spent most of my life in the Midwest. Before I came to 1A, I was hosting a show at WBEZ in Chicago. And prior to that, I was at Michigan Radio in Michigan. So I've been in public media since 99, so upwards of two decades at this point.
And what attracted you to 1A?
Wow. So, I mean, the shows I've worked on have really been focused on bringing listeners into the conversation and really trying to connect policy to lived experience. And I've worked at local stations my entire career. And so the conversations we were having were really focused on a city or on a region. And 1A provided the opportunity to expand that conversation to a national audience. And that was really attractive to me. And it's why I decided to join the team.
I understand you're fairly new hosting the show.
Right. So I joined 1A in July. The previous host, Joshua Johnson, left the show, I want to say at the end of 2019. So it took them several months to find the replacement host, and they landed on me.
And explain, 1A, I understand, is based on the First Amendment. 1A, can you explain a little bit about the title of the show and the show itself?
Sure. So, like I said on the show, we really do focus a lot on policy, but we also have conversations about politics and arts and culture and really every facet of American life. But the thing about the show that we really focus on is bringing listeners into the conversation. And so we actively engage listeners and include their questions, their comments, their voices into the conversations each day. So people have several places where they can interact with the show. You can always tweet us during the show. You can leave messages on our Facebook page or email us. We also use something called 1A Vox Pop, which is where you can record a radio quality voicemail for us that we can then integrate into the show. So we really believe that listeners are an integral part of what we do. A lot of what our listeners say drive the content of the show. In fact, for a week in January, we will program the show with listener suggestions. So everyone got to send us story ideas, and then the 1A audience voted on those story ideas, and that'll be a full week of shows in January. So we really do try to make a lot of space for listeners and to really let them drive the conversations that we're having.
This show will be very new to many of our listeners here. Is there a, I don't know if I put this right way, is there a sort of a format like Monday focuses on this type of story, Tuesday focuses on that? Does it have to do with what is happening in the news that day? How are the shows put together?
Yeah, we do try to be responsive to the news, but we also have a lot of what we call second day stories. So the question that we're always asking ourselves as a team, is how do we move this conversation forward? So for people who are following the news and following the conversations about the news on social media, you know, there's the conversation that everybody's talking about. And what we try to do is say, okay, what is the next conversation we need to have? Or how do we provide more context or analysis for this conversation? So we're not just reporting that sort of top line of the news, that top line of the policy that's in the zeitgeist at that moment, but really trying to dig into it and, again, bring more lived experience into these conversations so we don't just understand the policy, we don't just understand the law, we understand how it affects people's lives.
Could you maybe give an example of an issue and how you would present that?
So today's show was a really good example. We took an hour to break out the details of the stimulus bill, this latest round of stimulus that came from Congress. But we didn't just do the sort of, you know, beat by beat, this is what's in the bill. We also talked more broadly about what direct cash assistance does or doesn't do. And what do people really need in this moment? because people have a wide variety of needs as they try to move through the pandemic. And so we took a full hour and just broke that down and included a lot of listener voices telling us how they've been moving through the pandemic, the kinds of supports that would be most useful to them, and then examined the question of where the political will is. You know, why is there a reluctance to provide direct cash support to individuals in America, and what does that mean for the U.S.'s economic policy more broadly?
You're the host of the show. I imagine there's a whole team that works on this.
Mm-hmm, yeah. So we have a team of producers, our executive producer, our managing producer. There's a team of us. And so, you know, on any given day, oh man, there are multiple hands in the shows. And during the show, we have producers who are following the social media conversation and feeding me that information so we, again, can include listener voices. Sometimes we take calls in the show, so we'll have people screening calls. It is a very active, engaged team. And we've got a really great mix of people, quite a bit of diversity on the team. So we try to make sure, you know, multiple perspectives are present on the team so that we don't miss anything. But again, because we do so much listening to our audience, you know, they sometimes share angles of a story or ideas we as a team, as thorough as we try to be, that we wouldn't even think about. So I think about our producers, I think about our executive producer, and then I think about our listeners as being the other part of the team. That maybe doesn't get included in the credits at the end of the show every day, but is a really important part of the work we do.
So it sounds like it's mostly the voice of your listeners sharing their views and their experiences rather than, say, reporters putting together a story and then there's discussion around that.
So we do include some reporter work. So we have a partnership with stations across the country. It's called 1A Across America, where we include feature work from different reporters because it sometimes helps provide a sense of place to a story or can provide some more specificity about how a particular issue is playing out in a community. And I think it provides that context that helps people wrap their minds around a certain issue. And we do have reporter voices on the show, and we try to really get the best experts on the show to talk about different issues. But always woven into the conversation is listener voice.
So for us, we will not be carrying the show live, but you mentioned people can still get involved if they're listening to the show an hour or two later.
Right. So what we do each day, we do something we call a call out. So we'll say, hey, we want your help with a show that's coming up tomorrow or a week from now. And we'll lay out the issue and say, you know, what do you think about it? Or how do you think this situation could be better? Or what is the fix we should examine for this issue? And, you know, share your thoughts. Email us at 1A@WAMU.org. I'll share the information now so people can get a head start. Or tweet us at 1A or leave a message on our Facebook page. Or you can also leave us a voicemail or use that Vox Pop app to add your voice into the conversation. So even if you're listening to the show an hour or two later, that's fine. You'll have a head start on the conversations that are coming up later in the week.
And I imagine you also take suggestions from listeners of possible topics to discuss.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we get some great listener suggestions for the show. People suggest books for us to talk about or films or certain musicians that they think we should keep our eye on. Or they have, like I said, a specific take on a policy or a law or an issue or just somebody they think would be a great guest on the show. And they share that with us. And then our producers do the work of vetting those ideas. And you know, a surprising amount of content makes it on the show.
Great. So we're going to pick up the show on January 4th. That'll be our first day of airing it. Anything that you want to add to let listeners know what's coming up?
Well, that's a great question. If you give me 2 minutes, let me see if I can actually pull up the schedule. I don't even want to actually say what's coming up on the 4th because things happen so quickly.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean that, like necessarily tell us exactly what's happening, but just sort of a sense of what they have to look forward to.
Sure. So, yeah, I would say we want your voice to be a part of these conversations. And I'm so excited you're joining the 1A family. We've done stories about Alaska on the show. And we haven't all, you know, we've had guests on the show who are part of different communities in Alaska, but having listeners during this conversation is really exciting for us. So again, don't forget, our Twitter is at 1A. We've got a Facebook page. We've got that email, 1A@WAMU.org. So if you have some story suggestions for us, things you think we should be focused on in Alaska, go ahead, drop us an email so we can start to get a head start.